Welcome to Move Well to Live Well, a podcast where we discuss all things health and wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Belle Moody, a physical therapist specializing in pelvic health. This podcast is here for you to help educate, motivate, and elevate your life. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the Move Well to Live Well podcast. My name is Belle. I have a co-host with me today. Johnette is back on the podcast. Happy to have you.
Happy day.
Yes. And we thought, what better way to end the year than together? My favorite place to be.
Exactly.
Then together, reflecting on 2023 and hopefully sharing some really insightful things along the way, just from our experiences and all that jazz. So without further ado, I've got to stop saying that, by the way. I say that every single time I'm recording anything. Like for studio stream, I do it every single time. I'm like, why? Stop it.
I imagine you with a monocle on and a yes! small top hat. Without further ado, welcome to my
Without
show.
Further ado, I say that every single time. I'm like, it has become a rut in my brain that I have to get out of. So
you can just give yourself some flashcards and like write other phrases on there and just practice every night. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh my gosh, spray myself with water like a cat. Stop it.
Not again.
Okay, so it's like I want to say it again. I'm fighting it.
So let's get into it.
There we go. my first question is for you, Johnette. So reflecting on this past year, how have your opinions related to exercise and fitness changed? I know in our meeting this morning, we were talking about like our old videos from COVID and just like how much they've changed and stuff. And so, yeah, just I guess over the past year, it can be even longer than that. Has there been anything that stood out to you that's like, okay, this is way different for me now than before?
Yes. Okay. This is a great question.
Thank you.
It's big. I feel like with us launching our studio stream program and like with the classes that we offer and then leading up to that, when we were like developing everything and, you know, planning and brainstorming.
Yeah.
So my mind has really focused on how important, like lifting, you know, heavier.
Yes.
Throughout the week and how beneficial that is. Mm-hmm. And whereas I've heard that, but like before, you know, that wasn't really something that I put into play or, you know, took to heart as much. So that's been probably a big thing. Also regarding, you know, metrics and things like thinking about your heart rate.
Yeah.
More so, though I don't have a wearable at this moment. I believe I'm going to get one soon.
I hope so.
For
everyone listening, this is a big deal. I've like, I have wanted Johnette to get a fitness tracker for a long time. And anyway, and she has the most beautiful watch that she wears. But
it's an analog. It's a Timex, and it has a stretchy band.
Yes,
and it's
it does not count.
It's my favorite watch. It's my favorite watch.
So I cannot. I'm so excited. Also, it hasn't been like a bad thing that you haven't had one. That's not what I mean. I just you know, while I really wanted you to have a Garmin so we could be buddies on there. But whatever you get, I'll be excited to chat about.
Oh yes. So I think how, you know, lifting heavier weights, how that plays into your health, your overall, you know, just like longevity. And then I think also understanding how, because as I've gotten older, you know, my body is recovers a lot differently than it did, you know, 10 years ago. And so just because of how active I am on a daily basis, just kind of understanding what it means to actually recover well and to be recovered enough to do whatever again next, you know? So yes. I think that that's just been highlighted and like, whew, like shoved in front of my face. And so I'm much more aware of that. So some of the wearables or the main wearable that I'm looking at, it helps with like, you know, your recovery, your body's kind of like, lack of a better term, battery. I know that's a Garmin term, right?
Oh, battery. The body battery.
Yeah. It's like that and that kind of thing. So yes, those are probably my main things. What about you, Belle? What are some of your,
So honestly, right on with you. I was thinking back to like when the studio initially when I got hired as an instructor at AthenaFit. So this is like my first dip in my toe in the water of fitness instruction. My thought process was like, this is the only way. Like, this is the only thing that people should be doing, you know, in my mind. That was because I loved it so much and I saw what an impact it had. And by what I'm talking about just bar by itself.
Yeah.
So anyway, and I remember even like coming up with like, I would Google things and you know how a lot of times you could Google and get a different answer to support whatever it is you want to feel.
Oh yes.
And
oh yes.
So that's kind of how I was back then. Like I wanted everything else to be bad for you and bar to be the only thing. Cause that I just loved it so much. I was so biased towards it. And then as the years have gone on and especially through PT school, once we started, we learned how to like look at research and how it, you know, how to evaluate it and different things like that. I've really realized like their exercise and different forms of exercise are not bad at all. And so I've really especially this past year, come to appreciate the different forms of it outside of my little pool that I love so much. So, and that was especially true with Studio Stream, like you said, with us working with progressive overload, with lifting, heavier resistance training, like that type of thing. I just think back. I mean, I thought it was terrible for years. I thought it was terrible. But now, I mean, I just see how beneficial it is, how you can incorporate it safely. And, yeah, so I would say I have a much more, my mind has been opened and I'm much more like balanced in how I look at exercise. And I really think, especially you and I have been on the same track. I just think it benefits the studio so much because of all the things that we have in store. You know, and because of us being so open-minded to this, like, it just makes us better and better and better. So, anyway.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
Look at us. So,
Hold on. In that kind of realm, this is going to be an only you question because it only applies to you in this current moment. You'll know why. So regarding fitness, I guess movement, exercise, that kind of thing, and pregnancy. So you know, with going through all your schooling, you learned as much as you could. You know, all that took that knowledge, started your practice, and began seeing patients. Well, what are some of the bigger things, or the biggest thing that you've learned since becoming pregnant in the like movement, exercise, fitness world with pregnancy, like think something that maybe that you have learned, have a deeper understanding of, or something like that.
Oh gosh, I love this. You're gonna need to like rein me in because I might talk too long about it. But so when I went to my my pelvic health clinical in Tennessee, my instructor, that was her favorite population to work with, was pregnancy. And I remember thinking, I was like, I was so into sexual dysfunction. I was like, that is what I want to help people with. And I was just like, that was number one on my brain, was sexual dysfunction. And so, but she saw so many people who were pregnant, and I really, gosh, like every appointment, I really came to love that population and seeing the progression of things and then learning. And then she gave me like an assignment. I wonder if she listens to this. I need to send her this. So she was the best ever. I'm so thankful for her. But she taught me so much. But anyway, it was so cool to see the progression of things, even though I was only with her for 8 weeks, but seeing her patients like come back, and as the pregnancy progressed, and it was just really great, and I really fell in love with it. Well, then fast forward to when I started practicing independently through with the studio, that was like almost all I was seeing. I mean, that was supporting people during their pregnancies. I think I can't remember what I counted when I was doing my like year review for my PT business, but I think it was like 10 plus babies were born throughout the year that I had like worked with their moms. And I just loved it. It was so special. And anyway, long story to say that I really, that's probably my favorite thing to work with now. And I have eaten my words from before. And so, but working with all of them, I tried my best to, you know as much as possible and know the things and really listen to what they were experiencing and remember it for my next patient. Like, okay, this person felt this and this really helped them and this is what it was like and blah, blah, blah. But I had never experienced it. So I didn't have that same type of empathy that I could, you know, I couldn't share in that, in their symptoms. I couldn't quite understand. It's the same with like, it's the same with other patients who have different types of, whether it be a disability or injury that I've never had, I can't quite, you know, be totally empathetic for them because I haven't experienced it, but I try to sympathize as best I can. But this has been like so, it's just been so beautiful in that aspect of like, learning me feeling everything now, and then being able to implement that in my practice. And what's been even more special is the prenatal program that we have, doing that week by week. And like, it's as if I'm going with a patient week by week. And but this time I'm actually able to be like, okay, this is what I'm feeling, this is, anyway. So it has just been really, really great. But all that to say, I would say the main thing that I have noticed is just how much more difficult things are from a exercise standpoint. I knew that the body is working so hard, and I would remind my patients of that a lot. Like when they would get discouraged or, you know, like, man, I hate how hard this is for me right now. And I would remind them, like, your body is working overtime. You've got all this extra blood that's working. You've got this happening, blah, blah, blah. You know, I would remind them of it, but I have to very often remind myself because it is really discouraging. You know, I go to do something that was so easy for me before, and your body has just totally, its center of gravity is totally different. My abs aren't working the same way that they did before. Now they've got all this extra resistance that they're having to work against that they've never had to. And so anyway, I have a whole new appreciation for my patients who have been pregnant and all, because it's just a whole lot harder. And then like other things that you don't, even just from a like muscle standpoint, yes, it's harder, but then I've had times where like I get dizzy really easy, like my blood pressure will drop and totally out of my control, you know, there's nothing necessarily I'm doing, it's just a side effect of the of pregnancy with the blood volume being the way that it is. And so anyway, it's been very eye-opening for me, and I will end on this note that I am so thankful that this was my job, because and that instructing at the studio is my job, and that I've had to continue it because I know it has helped me so much. Like I don't hurt, I don't have back pain, I don't have hip pain, nothing like that. And I know that if I had stopped in the first trimester when I did feel pretty cruddy, I would be in a much different position. Yeah, no kidding. And like other stuff is happening, like my belly is so tight it feels like it's gonna explode, but like I can't I can't change that. I just gotta, you know, keep going. But from a pain standpoint, I am not hurting in the slightest, and I have seen patients way earlier in their pregnancies than I am that are in severe pain. And so anyway, I know it's because I kept moving, and I also don't want that to sound like I was like, "Bah, you got to keep going." You know, like when I still was very graceful with myself on like toning things back. But that's the beauty of our classes, is that I could do that, and I didn't feel pressured to, you know. It wasn't something where somebody's walking around being like, "Oh, I got it faster." Bell, why are you not doing your push-ups? You know, okay. So yeah.
So. Yeah, I think it's pretty inspiring, motivating for anybody who's a client who maybe is who is also currently pregnant or is. You know, trying or has been before, you know, to have you in the realm, you know? I think it's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Thank you. And I also, you know, I do feel I'm a little bit worried. I have my glucose test in, I had a gurgle if you heard that. I have my glucose test in 2 weeks, I think. And I have been nervous about it solely because it runs in my family. My mom had gestational diabetes with both me and my brother. And but one thing that has made me feel so good is with strength training the way that I've been doing, and just being so active, your risk is lower anyway. But by having more muscle mass, by being stronger, your glucose, or you become more insulin sensitive, so that also lessens your risk. It's just been good all around. I wish everybody who was pregnant was in here with us. Yeah, they would really 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 benefit. And I know multiple clients who would also say the same thing if they were chatting with us. But anyway, so there's that.
Yeah, I mean it is such we're so grateful to have you in you know, within arm's reach.
Well, I have a just you question.
Okay.
Is there anything related to food that you discovered this year? Something that maybe surprised you, whether it be from a new favorite thing to make or the way that you look at food, or it can be anything related to nutrition.
I just had something. Well, okay, so, you know, I have this year pretty much, I think it was mainly this year, been focusing on getting more protein to, you know, help me feel more satisfied
yeah.
for longer, feel fuller, have more fuel. And if to think back how I used to eat, it surprising how that's what I just did for so long. But, you know, with that, you need to amp up your fiber significantly. And
yes,
and it's different for everybody. I mean, you could, you know, see numbers and just kind of like go ballpark it, you know, for yourself, which is fine, you know, as long as that you try it for a bit and feel good. And, but I have, it can be very difficult to,
You're fine. I'm surprised my dogs and Archie haven't done it yet.
So my boys just they're building a house across the street, and so that's gonna be a lovely transition.
Oh yes, I thought about opening the windows, and I'm sitting in the living room, and I was like, you know what, I'm like, because like they get just like the slightest whiff of anything outside and or sound or whatever, and they're like so I'm sorry, go ahead. Protein fiber.
Oh, you're good. Yeah, so I was just mainly thinking about, okay, if I need to up my fiber, I mean, in general, is had to, you know, hitting your fiber goal is just hard.
So hard.
Fiber is so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I could easily eat enough protein every day. Mm-hmm. You know, I can, you know, if I could easily eat, you know, myself into the ground with carbs, like meaning I could just eat myself and bury myself in carbs all day long, it'd be fine.
I could eat
fat all day long, you know, but like yes. Fiber, it can be so difficult to get enough. And so I'm still, you know, I have my list of, okay, these are the foods that have the most fiber, you know? So if I just sprinkle those in throughout the day, then great. It's just some days it's harder.
Yes.
to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing, just the realization of how, and also like when I don't think about it and then I maybe kind of guesstimate what I did eat in that day,
mm-hmm.
I am shocked at how little fiber that actually was and how like what,
yeah.
what a healthy amount of fiber, a good amount of fiber for your system can actually, what benefits it can provide and how can it help you.
Mm-hmm.
And so how I'm just imagining how many people are actually, you know, are lacking in fiber so often.
Yes.
So that was a big thing. I think I, as also, you know, I'm getting older as we all are on this planet. But I guess things, the way like my body, you know, reacts to food or handles food or different or alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a journey kind of like learning how things affect me differently now than let's say even 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I am cognizant of like how much or how little I drink alcohol, more so now than ever before. And I don't really have as much desire to drink it as much mm-hmm. as I have before. And the other night I had two glasses of wine and I slept like dog crap.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, could that have been? I think it was.
Probably.
So, I mean, like I'm not saying I'm not going to ever drink alcohol again, cause I probably will, but I have just, I've noticed, okay, like it's just like having those realizations. And so mainly it's like how alcohol and how sugar, those two things,
yes.
how they affect me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've had fun ways or getting creative on how to, you know, use different types of sugar or not use sugar and just use like actual whole foods that make things sweeter, like cinnamon and dates and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or use like coconut sugar or, and then like, you know, an occasional maple syrup or honey, just using those alternatives. And then just, you know, thinking about drinks, not so much.
Yes. Oh gosh. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
That sugar now, it will mm-hmm. it'll take you out. I'll eat like a bunch of sugar and I can't stay awake. I'll fall right asleep.
Wow.
Cannot say.
I had a friend that told me just today, actually, that she, you know, had like a big gathering and stuff, and a lot of like sweets and stuff everybody brought, and then woke up this morning and actually felt hungover.
Oh my gosh. I believe that.
That's wild. So yeah, those are, I guess, the kind of the things I've been focusing on or thinking about the most regarding
that. Food. Well, and we are so grateful, the studio is, and so blessed to have you and your wisdom for related to food, cooking, nutrition, all of that. Like I don't know if I told you this or not, but the other day I was like, I was really wanting that kale that you shared about how to make, and like I would have never known to do that. Like, you greatly enrich my life in that way. So yes, and other ways obviously, but but yeah. So
anyway. Oh well, I mean, I love cooking so much. I guess that has this year also kind of like blossomed even more so. That's which amazing. Is exciting.
That's awesome. Yeah.
My husband's very happy about that. Every night he's like, he'll like price out the meal. He's like, oh, this will be so and so at the restaurant, you know. He always does that. It's very funny. That's he's awesome. Very cute. He's very cute. He's like $29.95. I'm like, oh, okay, all right.
I love it.
Or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Funny. Yes.
Okay, I have another question.
Okay.
So, well, I'm looking at two. I'm trying to decide between. Let's do this one. Okay. If there was one thing or anything that you could tell someone who is getting started with exercise, what would it be? And maybe it's not even somebody getting started. If you just, like, had something that you want somebody to know, what would you say with our years of experience?
Gosh,
that's a very hard question. I'm like thinking. I'm thinking myself to try and figure out.
Well, like there's this realization or this acceptance or what am I saying? Like mind, this process that you go through, like when you start something new, it's like, okay, you want to start something new, you start it, you're excited about starting it, right? And then, you know, maybe if you want to notice change in mm-hmm. whatever way that is, right? Mm-hmm. Strength, mobility, whatever. And then like there's a chunk of time where after you started, where maybe you're not feeling or seeing the difference or the change, and you get frustrated, and then you get kind of like plateau, or you're not as excited anymore, you mm-hmm, know, and mm-hmm. then it kind of starts to teeter off or whatever, you know. And then so that can happen. It's happened for me before tons of times,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll stop it, you know, or I'll get to the very edge of, ooh, I'm noticing a little bit of difference in certain areas, but then I'll prioritize other things. And so I guess one of my things that I'm trying to say is it is hard to be consistent and mm-hmm. patient when it comes to doing stuff like resistance training or lifting weights or exercise. It is so hard to be consistent and patient with yourself.
Yeah.
It just is. It is. And at the beginning it is easier, and then it gets really hard. But if you can just do it, you can just do it, just be consistent. If you can just be as consistent as you can, whether mm-hmm. that is, if originally you had said every day of the week and then that's not reality, then okay, let's bump it down to 3 days and just get consistent with that. And then, you know, and then see whatever you're doing, if it's just walking 3 days a week or, you know, what have you, it does get easier. You just have to push through that chunk of time where it seems like no man's land.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's one thing I could say, I guess.
I love that. You got my wheels turning.
But your juice is flowing.
Yes. So one thing like along that line is I would say primarily, okay, if someone has a like accident, like something happens and you're hurt, you stepped a certain way and you hurt your back, or you know, you fall off of something and this happens, whatever, like, okay, that's one thing. But if you are going through life and you're experiencing these aches and pains, or you have maybe nothing has happened, but then all of a sudden it's like just your back is aching all the time, or whatever it might be, and you just continue to like experience these things, like what I have seen, and this is the premise behind physical therapy just in general, like no matter where you go, wherever you go to, you know, if you go see me or if you see somebody else, like they're going to progress you to a point where you're primarily exercising to manage your symptoms, whether it be get rid of them totally or something along those lines. And so it is just so clear to me now, and it's so crazy. It was not, I mean, even recently, like in my younger days, it was not clear how important it is to make exercise a priority for that reason, for like preventing pain. And because if you're not using it, you will lose it. And so if you're not strength training, you're not stimulating your muscles in each plane, like if you're not doing these things, then the nerves become disordered. You'll end up having, that's where pain comes from. Things are going to get imbalanced. Like it's the same as if you leave a car and it doesn't run for a while and you crank it up, you can't expect it to work like it's supposed to, you know?
Oh yeah.
So, anyway, that's, yeah, I just think I want everyone to know that, it's so important, and that's why, is so that you can keep doing the things that you want to do forever without pain. I know that's why, I mean, occasionally I will have something happen, you know, I do something the wrong which way, and I wasn't using proper mechanics, like lifting something or whatever, like that type of thing. And yes, I'll hurt, but for the most part, I live a really pain-free life. And I'm so thankful for that, because I know so many people don't. But I also know that I put in lots of effort to make sure that is the case. And I would love for people to think of exercise more from that versus anything else, as like, this is my medicine. This is my preventative pill so that I can do all the things that I want. Yeah.
I was actually just talking to my granddad about that the other day.
No way.
Oh yeah. Cause he's, my grandfather is 83, and he had major heart surgery 2 years ago. And they have a treadmill, a health rider, which is like kind of like a rocking, rowing thing. Like you pull with your arms and you push your legs down, then you sit back down and push your arms out kind of thing.
Cool.
One of those, and a stationary bike in their garage. And my grandfather and grandmother, you know, they use that equipment in their garage multiple times a week. And he said that, because he hasn't been weightlifting or running, you know, throughout his entire life. He did play sports back in the day. He's lost most all of his eyesight, and so that has caused a lot of limitations for him in his later years. Otherwise, he'd be like running this planet, you know.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh! But so like that has prevented him from like, let's say, taking a walk with Nana, you know, around the neighborhood or what have you. And so that's why they're grateful to have that equipment in their garage. Mm-hmm. But he was talking about how crucial it was from his cardiologist after his surgery to, you know, like after recovery, then start this back again. And he would like, he was just consistent about it. Like he had to do it in short amount of time. And then he just kept going with it and got, you know, so he tries to do it, you know, 3 to 5 times a week, you know, out there, usually the health rider or the bike, and he'll just go out there for 30, 45 minutes and just do his thing, you know? And I'm just so proud of them.
Yeah.
And like to have that kind of people to help raise you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're just, I look up to them a whole lot, and I'm just so grateful that I had those, like, as examples, those people, kind of, yes, people as, you know, as well as my parents, you know, but, you know.
Well, yes. Gosh, over the years just of us talking, like, it's been very evident to me how much your family and your grandparents prioritize health, especially from a nutrition standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that, gosh, and especially, let me say this, and I'm not saying this stereotypical of the older generation, but it is a known fact that at certain ages, or as we age, it is really hard to like pick up those newer habits like that. It's hard to mm-hmm. rewire your brain to be like, yes, this is something important to me, if it's, especially from an exercise standpoint, if it hasn't been before. And like I've seen so many geriatric patients who they're just, this is a terrible phrase, but it's one that is used in healthcare a lot, like repeat offenders. It's because like they have to keep doing PT, or have to keep doing having all of this treatment, because the lifestyle changes are not happening. Mm-hmm. And so then they'll fall again, or something else will happen. But that's part of it, is because of the way that the brain works. It's really hard to establish something like that at that age. And so that's a barrier that age group has to face. And so it's super inspiring that they have made such a investment, especially after his heart surgery, to stay so active. That's incredible.
Yeah. Also, and then 2 years before, my grandmother had, you know, she had cancer and is now in, she finished chemo and radiation, all that. So she's now cruising along. So they're testament to how important, you know, like nutrition and,
yes,
and that can play roles. Yeah.
Gosh, I love them.
Yeah. They're pretty great people.
They are.
Okay. Do you want to ask your other question, or do you want me to ask mine? Mine's a little bit more focused in on the studio, not as like broad general.
Oh yes. Let's see. Do you want me to tell you mine? And then
okay. Tell me.
My other one is. What is a goal of yours for 2023?
My that sound that I just made called my dogs into the room.
Their ears perk up.
Yeah. Okay. What is a goal of mine, just in general?
Yeah, it could be anything. It could be related to the studio. It could be not related to the studio. It could be yeah, anything at all.
Okay. Personal.
Mm-hmm.
Personal. I think I want to just continue to prioritize as much whole food nutrition as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, try to lift some weights 3 times a week, outside of like the classes that I teach or, you know, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So I just want to keep that going, as you know.
I love it.
That'd be great. And so that, and then I think a goal for me, but really it's from with my husband to have him, because he has some goals for himself. And so I think I want to like help him, you know, carry out, see those through as well, like personal goals in that same kind of vein.
I love that.
So I guess I would love for that. As far as like other stuff, like, I mean, my husband and I have decided that travel is something we both love very much. And so we're kind of not shifting, but we're just kind of like, okay, this is what we like. So let's save up and do this as That's much as awesome. We can, you know? So
yes.
We have a big trip in February. So we're excited. So yeah, it's like that. And I just do more of that. Like just less, you know, obviously, like, you know, when it makes sense.
Yes.
you know, but we just wanted to do more of that, which I'm excited about that.
I
and then for
that.
This, for the studio, I mean, in general, just, I want to help people in the areas that are local to just have the best relationship with exercise that they possibly can. I want them to be able to smile and like enjoy themselves when they're bettering themselves, you know, and to be a part of that journey for them. It's just, it's awesome. So I hope to just keep doing that and then do it for even more people, like just meet more people and that and kind of keep spreading that.
I love it. I love that.
Yeah, those are okay answers.
I think they're great. And I love y'all's travel goal too. That's just And nice. Too, you know, like me and Will were talking about it, like with the type of jobs that we have, it's like that's the type of stuff that we should be taking advantage of, you know?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
We're in a really good position, not tied down with like by a corporate system.
Yes.
So I love it. I love
okay.
That.
What about you?
Oh,
other than bringing a baby into the world.
Yes. Well, related to that, we have like a couple goals, I guess. Actually, a lot of goals surrounding that. The delivery and all, like saving up a certain amount, so you know, which is just typical, like for maternity leave and that type of thing. But one thing I really, 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 really want to keep in my, I guess, focus, or is a goal related to once Hazel is here, like I
Have you announced that that's your baby's name?
You know, if people ask me, I do. Everyone, her name is Hazel.
Little Hazy.
Little Hazy. And when she's here, I just really don't want to, I want to try my best to still be really present with RG and Moose and, and Will. Too, and I know it's not it changes. I know it's not going to be the same like those relationships anymore. But I guess that's one thing I'm like worried about. And so I'm trying to think of it as like a goal. If I just make an effort with those things, just to be mindful of it and stuff, because I know how things can be. I know how, and this sounds. I know it's not the same thing, but I know how I was when I got Archie. I was like, I mean, I was so enamored and in love with once, like, you know, then I just got so sucked in. Like, he's all I thought about. I was ready to be home and like hang out with him. And then, anyway, you know, and Will was Will. he was there, but I was like this new baby that I have. And so I'm like, I'm sure with Hazel, it'll be that times, you know, 1,000. And so I just don't want to get super sucked into that and miss out on my other really great relationships. So,
oh yeah, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
That's special.
Mm-hmm. So I guess that could be a goal. I, and, let's see, that could be my personal. From a, studio standpoint, I feel like I can say this and it'll be fine, but,
you're pregnant.
Surprise! but in January, I won't be traveling for my PT work anymore. I am still going to travel for one patient, and it is because it's like a home health type situation. And so, but for my other patients, I will be just seeing people out of both studios, which I'm so excited for. Oh, it'll be so nice. And I just really, a goal that I have is that I've got a really steady stream of people that I'm seeing, because the opportunity, I've been so limited up until this point with time, because I just run out of time with traveling. And so now I'll be able to see so many more people. So I really want to like fill up my schedule and be able to just settle in my little, my office rooms in each place. So I, that's a goal of mine, and
it's big, it's very exciting,
it's
very
so big. Exciting. I gosh, and I too, I think too, it will, I, well, I don't know what I'm saying, just ignore me. It's gonna be great.
It is gonna be great. Okay, well, cool.
And then for the, I guess that was like more PT related, but for the studio, I we also have some like other stuff that's happening really soon related to studio stream and the website, and so I really want it to be super, we want it to be really accessible and affordable, and I want way more people utilizing it. So that's a goal that as we do this other thing that we're doing, I would like for us to have more people using it and just feeling better and you know, reaping the benefits of it. Because it's, yeah. Anyway.
Agreed. That sounds great. I'm very excited about all the stuff we have planned and in store for this year.
Yes. Get,
you know, some things we'll, you know, announce at their time.
Yes.
But yeah. Okay. So one of my other questions was like a kind of more of a studio, but it could also be beneficial for anybody who is a small business owner or is in this world that is an entrepreneur or whatever. But regarding like what, as a small business owner, technically you have two businesses, what are, have been some of your highs and lows for this year that you're willing to share or be transparent about?
Oh gosh, Donette knows I was a real negative Nancy earlier this week, so I'm trying not to go too dark.
It's okay. We all have our moments and our time. It's okay.
Well, gosh, we had so much change this year.
Woo!
Yeah.
I mean.
And it was like really quick change that happened. And so it also, like, timing of stuff has not been great. We've had some lows, especially related to timing, like things that were so exciting and big, like, you know, buying a building and things, and then like anyway, so a lot of timing did not work out, but I've been praying about it recently, and gosh, I feel like the Lord just reminds me in every time of our 6.5. Can you believe it's been 6.5 years that the studio has been open?
No.
I cannot believe that. That is so wild to me. But over like the 6.5 years, in the times that like things were the lows or whatever, I guess, yeah, in the more lower points, gosh, that's when things are so like we come out even so much better. So I'm trying to look at those situations as that. Like, I cannot wait to see what's on the other side of it, because it makes us, I mean, gosh, we get down to the nitty gritty, it makes us be better. And yeah, so I'm trying to think of any other lows. I guess probably moving in Lewisville was my like was my like I guess most stressful most stressful time. And then because now
we
look at us.
For those that don't know, we were renting a space, and then we moved because we bought a building. So,
and it was
that was the move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was also very newly found out that I was pregnant at that point, and so the stuff that I normally would have done, no questions asked, or been able, I was limited by because of chemicals, and but that was like, oh my gosh, I just remember sitting in my car and I was just like sobbing at Will. Will was going in to paint for me. Will, let me just, if you're listening to this, thank you for all you did for me at that point, because I just remember crying. I was like, I just want to paint. I was so upset. So anyway, yeah, that was a real low. That was a real low moment for me. But because I wanted us, and we were running utilities at both places. Like, I knew how expensive it was trying to get in out of the other place and into the new one. And so, yeah, that was probably number one for me. But also probably number one high was getting that, like getting our loan approved, and like all of that was so huge. And exciting. I'm trying to think of some other. Another really high was when my first patient at the Startville studio, or when I started, I was able to see patients there. That was really, really special to me. I've dreamed of that for years now, that I would be able to do, like, be doing that, and like to be doing both. And to be able to do it in the studio and like people, it was just very surreal. So that was probably number one high. And so, you know, whenever in January, when I'm in the Lewisville space too, that will be a huge, a huge peak for me. So I'd say that's probably awesome. That's what I'm thinking of right now. Yeah. What about you?
I think, you know, so Starkville is where one of our studios is, and it's a big college university. And there are so many pluses, also some minuses about living in a college town. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, it's hard when you make good friendships with clients or, you know, people, and they, you know, join the studio, and then you get to see them every week, and then they graduate.
And they leave. It's just so sad.
Yes. And it's like, oh, they're just so, So sometimes it's harder. It's hard to be in a college town because of that. Like, just seeing those really sweet souls leave because they're done with school. And we're happy for them.
I keep thinking Eli, Elizabeth Ann,
Sarah Morgan.
Molly, Sarah Morgan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sweeties. I'm missing. Yeah, and so many others. But yes. So that's always sad. Trying to think of, like, you know, I guess any other lows, just all the behind the scenes administrative paperwork bank stuff. I think as a business owner, it's just a lot, and it is crucial to have someone in the ownership team that is good with that kind of stuff. And I cannot tell you how thankful and grateful that I am for you to be that person. Like, I cannot tell you how many times I've told people, like, you know, down to the penny what we have right now and every account and yada yada. Like, and I could just text you at the drop of a hat and you would say, oh yes. So it's just like having someone like that with that kind of knowledge and that attention to detail is huge. That's a low because of like all the stuff that goes into it, but then it's a high because it's you taking care of it.
Thank you. I try. I do. I love it.
I think some highs are, well, we decided to start our new virtual program, our Studio Stream program. And I think that's a huge high. Yes. We did that, took a lot of finagling, but we did it. Yes. And now we're, 8 months in, which is exciting.
Gosh, yes.
Yeah. And, and we've gained some great new instructors, which is another high. I think one of my other favorites for this year was when we did the Barbie promos.
Oh my gosh, that was so much fun.
Our pictures and videos running around town were hilarious. That was one of my favorites.
And that was so, and going to see the movie too, that was so much fun.
Yes, with like the staff and some the clients.
Pool party.
Yes, we had two great pool parties as a collective unit. It was very fun.
That was so cool. Like, what other exercise studio does this? No one.
No,
that was so much fun.
That's great. Yeah. And I think another high, I'll be done after this, is like when I share recipes or cook and stuff, I love doing it. I do it almost every day, you know, but like I'd only share it once a week, you know, right now and that kind of thing. And I think when I hear people talk about the food that I've made or shared, it's like, whoa, it's the biggest validation.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. That's pretty exciting.
You should feel validated because it's like amazing stuff. And seriously, Jonette, it's so helpful. Like I feel like probably you might not feel like it is because it's something that you do. Like, I feel like it's probably like muscle memory to you right now, you know, but like for me, it is so, so, so helpful. I cannot express, like, makes cooking seem very attainable and achievable when a lot of times it doesn't for me. And like, even looking at the stuff that you put out or that you've made will get me, I guess, just like more motivated to make things like that and just make things in general, because I don't do that often. So it's just, you're helping people. And I know you help me. So I know you're helping other people too, inspiring them and breaking it down. Yeah. So
thank you.
You're welcome. Me?
Stop.
Oh my gosh. But
okay. Well, this was great. Is there anything else?
I don't have anything else written down. I'm trying to think if anything came to my mind that I wanted to ask you about, but I'm very excited. I'm very grateful for you. So grateful for you. And this next year, I think it'll be our best yet. And
I'm also grateful for you, man.
So can't wait for Hazel to be here, and we'll have to put her on the rebounder, put her on the mic.
Yeah, she'll be yelling at you doing those push-ups. Mom, do those push-ups. I'm excited. We got a lot of things planned for this year.
Yes.
And just like, I mean, thinking about talking about a year in review or reviewing the year is very like humbling and surreal, because like you had some thoughts before this past year, you as in a general you. And then now they're just thoughts. And then now they're actually here. They've happened.
You
know,
that's That's unreal.
Yeah. And then also there were things that y'all that you have made done this year that you never thought you could do or were planning on doing, but you did it.
Yeah.
And wow. So that's like, that's awesome. That's incredible. And also again, like, ooh, humbling and surreal. So now like, it just makes me excited and giddy, anxious to see what this year is in store. In store this year. So
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty, man. Pretty and cool. That's so, like, I mean, thinking back, I don't remember when Jason brought it up to us, Jason being our,
one of our accountants,
yes, and when he told us, you know, he really recommended us to think about buying. Do you remember when he told us that?
Was that last year?
Was it last year or was it
the year before?
I feel like it was the year before.
Yeah, I think so.
Because he was like, y'all just got to get your rent down because it was so high.
Yeah.
And anyway, and that seemed crazy.
Yeah, we're like, okay, yeah, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that seems so crazy. And anyway, so I can't believe. And it happened in a process of, what, like 2 months? I think.
Yeah, just about.
Just about, like, from start to finish. That was just unreal. So, I cannot believe that. I also cannot believe that, like, looking back, when we were talking this morning about Studio Stream, we started that during COVID because we were required, mandated to close. Mm-hmm. And so we started streaming classes from our houses on Facebook. And and then we took those videos and then made a like platform and stuff. But to see our hours now compared to the initial one, like it's something I feel really proud of. It's so polished and like the quality of our videos is so much better. The quality of like the classes, the content of the classes is like, I feel like so much more efficient and productive. If you had told me, you know, years ago that that's what it would be now, I would be like, wow, how did we get there?
Yeah.
So much. Yeah. It's just really, really great. So, Moose, we're not going to cry, sir. I'm trying to think of anything else like from years ago to now, but anyway, yeah, reflection is so necessary. One of our PT school professors was really big on that. Like each week in clinicals, we had to write a reflection on the week. And a lot of it seemed, you know, it seemed kind of like busy work at the time, but now I really, really appreciate it. I actually really enjoyed writing the reflection. Such a nerd. but I know my classmates would get like irritated with it, but anyway, I so appreciate it because it is so necessary. It's very eye-opening, like how you can do things better. And I never want to think that we're above growing, because if you're not growing, you're dying.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. In theater, I worked with some companies that after the show you debrief, and it's called a postmortem. and so you talk about all the things related to the show, the production of it, how it run, everybody's highs and lows, all that kind of jazz. So, I think it's also not everywhere that I worked did that, and so I do appreciate that as well. I just I'll often don't have time or don't like make time to do that in other areas of my life, which I think is important.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very thankful for you. I'm thankful for this year.
I'm thankful for you on this year too.
And I, I've learned a lot. Mm-hmm. And man, we'll keep plugging along and people are going to, they're going to realize they will catch the art. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
They'll catch what we're putting down.
They will catch what we're putting down and realize that it's so sustainable and it's the way to go. So,
That's true, May.
That is true. Well, thank you, Johnette, for joining me. And we will
talk to you later.
I'm trying to think of when this is releasing. So this will be the last episode of the year. Yes.
Okay, yes.
We'll see you next year. Like see everybody next said. Year! Okay. TTYL.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. You can meet us and work out with us in person at the Studio Bar and Wellness located in Starkville and Lewisville, Mississippi, or move with us online at www.thestudiobarandwellness.com on Studio Stream. Our goal is that you move well to live well.